This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Did you see the recent study that showed the insect population is collapsing all around the world? In truth, we know the reason. It's not just bees either. It's all kinds of insects, not just pollinators, but just the insect biomass is collapsing. And it's because of the chemicals in the environment. It's the agricultural poisons that are sprayed not just on the insects, but of course on human food. So most of the food that humans eat, if it's not organic, it is of course sprayed with toxic synthetic pesticide chemicals. Organophosphates, for example, that's just one class of such chemicals. It's one of the most common classes. And there are also herbicides, of course, like atrazine and glyphosate. But it's the pesticides that really target the nervous systems of insects. And by definition, a pesticide has to kill something. Otherwise, it's not a -side. The, you know, pest aside, that word means something that kills pests. The mind-blowing realization in all of this is that pesticides are not targeted only to insects. These molecules that are called pesticides, they have an effect on humans as well. They affect mammals, they affect avian species, they affect amphibians. They also affect humans, and they're on our food. In fact, they inundate our food supply. And when humans eat them, humans suffer Alzheimer's, dementia, cancer, infertility, liver damage, kidney damage, brain damage. You know, the list goes on. And it is believed by some that at a much larger level, globalists see humans as pests, and that the pesticides that are added to the food supply are there to accomplish the removal of the human pests from our planet in a global depopulation effort that deliberately poisons the food supply in order to collapse the human species. It reminds me of a lecture I gave, perhaps you've seen it. It's called The Science Agenda to Exterminate Blacks. And this lecture, which was banned by YouTube, goes through the historical evidence of how the science advisor under President Richard Nixon, and this was covered by the New York Times, and I've given the link to the story. Well, that science advisor suggested that all the food we export to Africa should be laced with chemicals that cause infertility. And this was to cause massive eugenics depopulation of the African continent. And that was in the 1970s. That was 1971. And just last year, or the year before, the Catholic bishops of Kenya, who were giving massive vaccine injections to Kenyan women, and the pro-vaccine Catholic bishops group decided, after they had witnessed a lot of infertility and spontaneous abortions, they had decided to send these vaccines to various labs to see what was in them. And it was confirmed in multiple labs that the vaccines contained a hormone disruptor that causes infertility. And these vaccines were approved by the World Health Organization. So the WHO, working with the UN, working with the Catholic Church, was running a depopulation eugenics agenda in Africa using vaccines as the cover. And decades ago, it was openly strategized of how to use food to accomplish the same thing. You are being exterminated, just as the women of Kenya were being rendered infertile, because the extermination of the people of Africa is, of course, part of the goal of the globalists. How did they plan to do it? Through the use of molecules, chemicals, in food and medicine. Keep in mind that the United Nations is a eugenics depopulation front, and that when they're giving out free food and free medicine, they're lacing it with poison to kill the pest of humanity, from their point of view. This is not a mystery. It's all out in the open. The globalists openly want to kill the pests of humanity in their eyes. And of course, the abortion industry, Planned Parenthood, founded by Margaret Sanger, who said that In her view, black people were human weeds, and that she needed to get rid of them because she saw them, of course, as pests. The food supply is laced with pesticides, and it's not just to kill insects. It's to kill you. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangersstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangersstore.com.